This is Chaitanya Bhagavat class, June 17th, 2010. Chapter 23, the story of Lord Chaitanya's first Sankirtan party and breaking of the Mridanga and the mass procession, Kirtan procession to the Chankazi's house. And we left off a couple of days ago that thousands and millions of people in Navadvip joined Lord Chaitanya in this procession, Sankirtan procession, carrying torches. They were torchbearers. They had thousands and millions of torches dipped in oil, flaming torches, like big candles, torch, I mean, big stick with flame on it, lati with all flames, burning lati, flames. And their intention was to go to the Qazi's house and burn it down, because he was harassing all the Hindus for chanting Hare Krishna, beating them with latis, and threatening to destroy their caste and turn them into moguls. So Lord Chaitanya has rallied all the pious Hindus and thousands and thousands of them together. It's a massive procession. Text 357. Vachana Shuniya Eka Bhare Sarvaloke Hari Hari Bhale Uchaishware. Simply by hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant once, simply hearing once from the lotus mouth of Lord Chaitanya, Srimukhera Vachan, everyone, Sarvaloke, loudly chanted Uchaishware, Hari Hari. Because the previous verse, which we left off on, was that Lord Chaitanya was unconscious, and then when, as he was coming to external consciousness, he had fainted during the kirtan. He raised his arms and said, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, which means chant, Hari Bol means chant the name of Hari. Sorry, but he did, and he said it once, Hari Bol. As soon as he said Hari Bol, everyone said, everyone, Uchaishwari, everyone loudly said, Hari, 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 Goranga Sundara Jaya, Jaitige Nachiya, Seidige Sarvaloka Chalye Dhaya. Everyone followed behind Goranga. Goranga Sundara. Goranga Sundara. Everyone followed behind Goranga. In whichever way he danced, in whichever direction he danced. So he wasn't dancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not dancing down the public road like a military soldier in march, marching. Tum, tum, tum. Hare Krishna. He was Hare Krishna, and then this way, Hare Krishna. He was going here. Lord Chaitanya went to this side, and then everybody went behind on this side. Then he went that side, and everybody went this side. So try to see. They were just moving. He went this way, then everyone goes this way. Then he was in his own inner ecstasies in Radhabhav, hearing the name Hari, 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 Hari. It just moved his heart with waves of ecstatic bliss in remembrance of Radharani's intimate love. And Goranga was dancing to the sound of that name. And they were just simply following him. And he was simply dancing. The name, the bhav, Radharani's bhav was making Lord Chaitanya dance. Goranga Sundara. He's Goranga. He's always Goranga. But in this particular instance, when he's dancing in ulas, an ecstatic prema ulas, then he takes on, already he's beauty personified. He's the essence of beauty, but now he's even more beautiful. So he's called Goranga Sundara. Kajira, Kajira means the Qazi, right? Kaji, Kajira. Kajira Bhadira, Kajira Bhadira Pata, Dharila Thakur, Vadya Kola Hala Kaji, Shunaye Prachur. As Goranga approached the Qazi's house, the Qazi heard the loud vibration of the musical instruments. Ton, 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 ton. Kaji Bhale, Shuna Bhai, Ki Gita Vadan, Kiva Kara Bhiva, Kiva Bhutera Kirtan. The Qazi said, listen, brothers, what is that singing and music? Is it someone's marriage? Or is it the kirtan of some ghostly beings? Bhut, it said, Bhut Butera Kirtan. Now that's a kirtan. I've heard of Nam Sankirtan. This is Bhut Kirtan. A ghostly kirtan. That was a... Last night's kirtan was really ghostly. The really ghostly kirtan. Bhuta Kirtan. This guy, Kazi's like the abode of offenses. He's Aparad persona. Swayam Aparad. Swayam Aparad Rup. Or Swayam Rup Aparad, or whatever it is. Aparad Swayam Rup. He's a personified form of Aparad. He can't help but be an offender. Everything he does is offensive to Krishna. And everything he says is offensive to Krishna and Krishna's devotees. This kirtan, when the Vaishnavas described this kirtan of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu kirtana nita gita, varitra madhyan manasora sena, romancha kampa sutaranga bhajo, vande guru shri charanaravindam. Ras fills the mind with ras, it's rasa kirtan. Adichamadhyan. Manaso mana mana manrasa manras. Manaso rasena. Manaso rasena. Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur. He's describing Mahaprabhu Kirtan means a kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nritya Gita. So when Mahaprabhu's kirtan's going on, people are Nritya Gita, they're singing, they're dancing. And that kirtan party, as he was 500 years ago, we are today. Guru is dancing in Mahaprabhu kirtan in his Gaur Sarup as a Gaur Brahman. And it's called Manasaras. Manasarasena. Manasarasena kirtan. This kirtan is full of ras. Prem ras. Nectar. Mahabhav. Because this kirtan, Mahaprabhu kirtan, Manasarasena is the same as ras kirtan. The Sankirtan Ulas. The Rasulas Kirtan, and Dear Shamir, Jamuna Palina, on the banks of the Yamuna, and Vamshivat. The Rasa dance is going on. There's also Kirtan, that's Ras Kirtan, and then there's Nritya and Gita, the gopis and mandris are singing and dancing with Radharani and Krishna. So all those same mandris and gopis, they become Brahmins, they become Bengali or Navadvip Brahmins in Gaur Leela to dance and sing with the Lord in the Manasarasena Kirtan, a kirtan full of ras, bhav, ras, transcendental emotions and pure sentiments of divine love, ecstatic dancing, overwhelmed and by experiencing the very presence of Krishna within the heart. And that kirtan, that Premulas Kirtan of Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya, the offender, the Qazi, the Mughal magistrate of Navadvip Dham, Krishnanagar, he calls it Bhut Kirtan. You see the different view? Atmanam Manyate Jagat. Atmanam Manyate Jagat. One sees the Jagat, the world, according to his mind. The self, Atmanam Manyate, man, how he thinks. So he thinks that what we think is full of ras and full of prem, chanted by divine beings. The devotees are Vaikuntha people. They're from Vaikuntha men, the chanters and dancers. When Prabhupada see his disciples dancing down the streets of Los Angeles, he said, "Oh, they look like Vaikuntha men. These ladies look like they've come from Vaikuntha. They are celestial beings, divine beings." But when the Qazi sees these divine beings, he calls them boots. he calls them tamasic, unembodied. Is this a kirtan by people that have no bodies? By jivas with no body? Because the ghosts have no body, only the linga shirir, no sukshma shirir. Just see his mentality. Your mind controls your vision. Bad mind, bad drishti. Dormana, Dorjusti. Dorman, Dorjana. Dorjana, Dorjusti. Yes? Listen, brothers, what the hell is all that racket outside? Must be some ghosts. then his servant said, yes, yes, master, it is ghosts. And you're going to find out about those ghosts. You're going to find out how ghostly they are in a few minutes when they burn down your house with their ghost kirtan. Mora bhola langiya ke kare hindu jani jatta janiao tabe chaliba apani. Quickly go see who is transgressing my order by following the Hindu rituals, and then I will go myself. On hearing the sound of Gaurasundara's kirtan party, the Qazi sent some investigators to find out. He thought the sound was coming from a marriage party or some joyful party. He said, I have issued an order to stop the Hindus' kirtan. If anyone has transgressed my order and engaged in the Hindus' kirtan, then, as soon as I receive such news, I will go myself and personally stop it. Kajira adeshe tabe anucharadhai sangata dekhiya apanara shastra gai. The Qazi's servants ran off after receiving the order. When they saw the huge gathering, they remembered their scriptures. Well, pretty spiritual servants. Sangata dekhiya apanara shastra gai. Sangata. Wow, it was a pretty huge gathering. Ananta arbhuda loke bhale kajimar dare pala ila tabe kajira kinkar. Unlimited ananta. Arbhuda means Arab. Arab. Unlimited millions of people were shouting. What were they shouting? Kajimara, 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 kajimara. What does that mean? Kill the Qazi, kill the Qazi, kill the Qazi. Huh? Hey, let's get out of here. Let's run home to our village. Let's not tell the Qazi, because if we go tell the Qazi, and when they arrive, when they kill the Qazi, they may kill us too. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. Yes? This is not 10 people yelling, kill the Qazi. This is millions of people. Millions of people are saying, Kajimaro, Kajimaro. Thundering sound echoing in all directions. Millions of people in unison chanting, Bharat, Mahabharat ki joy, Mahabharat ki joy. And you know yourself when it's political time, rally time, and sometimes these RSS or these different students are parading down streets, especially in the villages, trying to encourage people to vote. And it, maybe it's only 50 or 60 or 100 of them. They're all chanting together. Oh, no, ho, ho, ho. And you get scared. And what's that? What is that? Isn't it? Have you ever had the experience? People protest, march, going down the street. And, you know, and you wonder, who is that? They're coming to burn my house or whatever. And you go out and you say, oh, they don't, looks okay, I guess. This is not 50 or 100 people, it's millions. But naturally, they were afraid. Radadiya kajira kahila jatagiya ki kara chalaha jata jai palaiya. The servants quickly ran and told the Qazi, what can you do? Qazi, let's run away from here right now. Koti laka sangi nima acharya saji asai saji. Millions of people are coming this way with Nimai Acharya, Nimai Pandit Ki. They're fully prepared. Who knows what they will do today? So now the kirtan party has arrived at the door of the Qazi's house. And his servants have given the report that there's, my dear Qazi, there's millions of people coming down the street carrying flaming torches, and they're all saying, Qazi Maro. Kill the Qazi. So when the servants got there, they said, they recommended, they gave some advice to the Qazi. Qazi, let's get the hell out of here and save your life and our lives too. Because these people mean business. He says, lake lake mahatapa deepa sabha jwale lakshakoti loka meli hindu jani bale. Anyway, millions of people are chanting the names of the Hindus' gods. while carrying hundreds of thousands of large, burning torches. Maha Tapa Deepa Sabbe Jwale. Jwale means burning. Mahatapa means many, large. This is the report. The Qazi heard the loud noise and music, and he sent his spies out to investigate. Now they're returned to the Qazi and they're giving the report. Dujare dujare kala ghata amra sar pushpamaya patta sabha deki nadijar. We saw bananas, water pots, and mango leaves at every doorstep. On the streets of Nadia were covered with flowers. This is amazing. The whole Nadia, the whole village of Nadia, they're all excited as if they're welcoming a war hero. Some great general has gone off to represent India, and he's conquered some country. He's returning to India, so all the houses are decorated with festoons and mango leaves, and they're sprinkling the road with flowers, and everyone's houses have full water pots by each side of the entrance door, and they put this rangoli decorations. It's a very festive occasion to celebrate the marriage of Sita and Ram and Mithila or whatever. Is that what it is? No. All the Hindus are celebrating and using all auspicious symbols, banana trees, and to celebrate the murder of the Qazi. To celebrate the murder of the Prime Minister. He's the Prime Minister. And we're going to kill him today and burn down his house. All right! Get out the mango leaves, get out the bananas, the flags, get out the water pots, sprinkle, make rangoli. Huh? This is Viparita Vichar. This is Viparita Utsav. Upside down festival. They should all be crying. Oh, we lost the Qazi. They're all, not only are they decorating their houses for the festive event, it's a cause of celebration to kill the Prime Minister, the Qazi. Right? No. So it doesn't look too auspicious for the Qazi. There's more report. What's going on? The servants have a long report to give to their master, the Qazi. Na jani kateka khai khari phula phare bhajana shunite dhui shravana upare. The servants of the Qazi said, we cannot even imagine how much puff rice and khadi, small conch shells, are being showered. They're throwing puffed rice, you know, what they call it? Like, whatever you call it, you know that moody. Yeah, moody. They're throwing moody in the air. It's a huge cause for celebration, the murder of the Prime Minister. This is a very bizarre, when you think about it, it's very amazing. You see this on a movie, it's like, you're watching a movie. The Hindus are going wild over the imminent death of the Prime Minister and the imminent burning down of the royal palace. It was the greatest celebration that ever happened in Navadvip. I remember some kid's story when we were young. Ding dong, ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Something like this, something about some wicked witch. This fiendish witch, the Kachari, like Putana. She was grabbing all the kids and eating them and killing all the kids. And finally the villagers, they got together and they killed the witch. So all the kids were kicking their heels and jumping for joy. It's a children's story. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. So so they're all, it's the same mood. Ding dong, the wicked Qazi is dead or about to be killed. Qazi Maro! Maro! Qazi Maro! Our ears were almost shattered from the sound of musical instruments. Bhajani shunante dui shravana upare. Hina mate nadi jara nagare nagare raja site okeha emana nakare. The servants are reporting, Qazi, we have never seen such an elaborate arrangement in the town of Nadia, even when the king comes. Because the Qazi is like he's like a CM, you could say. And the king is like the prime minister in those days. Qazi is like a magistrate for a huge district, and then above him is the king. So they're saying, even when the king of the entire country, the whole Mughal Empire, if he by chance visits our town, this type of arrangement would never be made. What to speak about? You. the puny little CM. Sabha Bhavakara Bhada Nimai Pandit Sabai Chale Senachiya Jaya Jay Bita. Nimai Pandit is the leader of those, there they go, those Bhavakaras, those sentimental devotees who are full of bhav, Krishna Prem Bhav. That's very good. We should be that, have those types, that type of sentiments. In whichever direction he dances, everyone follows. So apparently, even the servants of the Qazi became completely captivated by the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. They even noted the fine points of his dancing movements. They could have just said, oh, Nimai Pandit was there and dancing. No, he went this way and everybody went that way. And he went that way and everybody went this way. So they must have stayed a while and watched in amazement. Jaisa Kala Nagariya Marila Amara Aji Kaji Mara Bhari Aise Tahara Qazi. The same townspeople that we were once beating with our latis are today shouting, today we will kill the Qazi. In other words, remember all those people, you all those Hindus that were chanting and you ordered us to take our latis and beat them? Now, those same people are coming to kill you. And they're loudly chanting your holy name. Qazi Maro, 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 Nimai Pandit Ki. It goes on, long report. Eko je hunkara kare nimaya charja, sehi sehi hindura bhuta, he tahara karya. This Nimayacharya is making all this propaganda. Interesting. Hunkar, that's interesting. I guess you can have a lot of fun translating. Hunkar is making a lot of noise, now it's propaganda. This Hindu prophet is doing all this. So it's Nimai Pandit, huh? The report goes on. Keha bale e bhamana eta khande kena bhamanera dui chakshe nari vahe jena. One of the investigators said to the Qazi, I can't understand why this brahmana, Nimai Pandit, cries so much. So they took a very detailed account of what they were seeing. They were really captivated by Gauranga Sundar, his beauty, his prem, his Saundari Rup and Prem Sarup. He conquered the servants of the Qazi simply by a momentary darshan. He captured their hearts. Radhe Radhe. So, what they're saying here is actually, if you read between the lines, as they're reporting to the Qazi, you can see that the servants have become turned into Vaishnavas. They went there as Muslim servants of the Muslim Qazi, but they've been infected. They said, the Qazi, he was dancing so beautifully this way, and then he went so beautifully that way, and we don't understand. He is so much, he's a Brahmin. Brahmanas are supposed to be grave, gambir, and dhira. Dhira, dhira, jana, priyo, priya, karo. They're supposed to be dhir and gambir, very grave and controlled. Well, their sense is danta, indriya dant. Danta means controlling the indriya, senses. But he's just dancing with wild abandon in the bliss of God's love. And he's crying and crying, crying. We don't know, is he unhappy? Is he lamenting? How? And there's so many tears coming from his eyes, it appears like a river. Kaya bale bhamanera kaya che kotai se duke khande hina bhuji se jej sarai. Another investigator, Muslim servant, said, I think this brahmana must be missing one of his relatives. Therefore, he's always crying in lamentation and unhappiness. Woo, my wife! Woo, my wife! Woo, woo, woo. Because he couldn't have, why else would someone cry? You only cry if you lose something you're attached to. It's right. It's true. Actually, little did this servant know that he's spot on. He's quite correct. That this Brahma, Nimai Pandit, Nimai Mishra, Vishwambara Mishra, he's crying profusely because he's missing someone. Kotai. He's thinking, where's my beloved? He always cries in distress. That's a fact. It's called Viraha Bhav. Krishna Kaviraha. When Radharani is separated from Krishna, she feels one moment to be like a million years. Yugayatam Nameshena Chakshusha Pravishayatam. Chakshusha Pravishayatam means crying rivers of tears. Yugayatam Nameshena. A blink of an eye is like a yuga. So that same Radharani that offered that prayer to Gambira in the form of Gauranga is that same Radharani dancing his kirtan. Krishna and Radha Bhav, Radha Kanti, Radha Bhav. Radha crying for Krishna in distress. Separation creates distress. So we cry if we really love the person. So actually the servant was giving quite an accurate report. But if you take it internally, from the internal perspective, which of course is millions of light years from the brain of the servant. He thought, well, he thought again, atmana manate jagat. If I lose my something I like, then I cry in distress. So it's actually the same, but the object is not material, but it's transcendental, a spiritual person. Kehabale bhamana dekite lagia bhai gilite aise jena deki kampa hai. Someone else said, this brahmana looks very frightening. Lage bhai. I tremble when I see his form. It appears that he's ready to devour everything. Yes, because he is the Vishwarup. Ever hear of Vishwarup? Yes, no? Bhagavad Gita. Krishna showed Arjuna the Vishwarup, Vishwarup. And what did Arjuna see when he saw the Vishwarup? So the Vishwarup, Arjuna saw, hey, there goes Dronacharya. There goes Duryodhana. They're all getting chopped up in the teeth and gnashed and crushed, and bones are getting crushed. Blood is splattering everywhere. Thousands and millions, 60 million soldiers. He's seeing it right there. The future. Future broadcast. Happening right. Ah, ah, ba, 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 ah, ba, 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 ba. He's really afraid. So this Muslim servant, he's afraid like Arjuna. And he's saying, Kazi, I think the Vishwarupa is coming to devour everything, including you and me. So the Kazi has heard all this report from his surrendered servants. Now the Kazi is going to respond. Kaji bale, hina buji nimai pandit, viha kari bhare va chalila kon bita. I think Nimai Pandit is going somewhere to get married. It is simply a very festive and joyous marriage procession. Lots of dancing, lots of singing, lots of musical instruments, making a lot of noise. It's nothing. All auspicious decorations everywhere. Some of them carrying water pots and torches. It's all very wonderful. And because it's a nighttime marriage, as most marriages, so many torches are being carried. So then the servants are thinking, well, yeah, but can you, you're very intelligent, my dear Kazi, you're probably right. But have you ever seen a marriage procession where, okay, music, dancing, but have you ever been or seen a bharat passing by where everyone is chanting together, kill the Kazi? Can you explain this one variation of this special marriage party? But that particular point they didn't remind the Kazi of, because he was lost in his own imaginary perception, like most of us. Most of us are lost in our imaginary perception of what we are and what we think life is about, isn't it? Hare Krishna. I'm also included. Eva nahi mori langi hindu jani kare tabe jati nimu aji sabara nagare. Kazi has the floor now and he's speaking. If they have transgressed my order by engaging in Hindu rituals, I will strip everyone in this town of their caste. Tabe jati nimu. Jati means caste. Nimu means destroy or take away. E mata jukti ghaji kare sarvaghana mahavadya kolahala shuni tatakshane. As the Kazi was making his plans for his next moves, suddenly he heard the tumultuous sound of kirtan entering very close to his compound. Saraloka chudamani Prabhu Vishwambhar Aila Nachiya Jata Kajirena Nagara. Lord Vishwambhar, the crest jewel of all, Sarva Loka Chudamani. Chuda means the Chuda Kurana, the hair, the Chuda money jewel. Crest jewel, Sarva Loka of everyone. He came dancing within the Kazi's neighborhood. Koti Koti Hari Dwani Mahakolahala Swarga Martya Patalahadi Purilasakala. The tumultuous sound of millions of people chanting the names of Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari! It permeated the entire atmosphere, including Swargaloka, Martyaloka, which is the earth. It's called Martyaloka. The planet of Martya, which means Mritu, which means bye-bye. Mritu means bye-bye, no? Haribo. Haribo, there you go. Shunya Kampita Kaji Ganasahadhai Sarpapaye Jena Bheka Indura Palai. On hearing that sound, the Kazi trembled and ran away with his servants like a frog or a mouse runs away in fear of a sarp. There he goes, woo! There goes the powerful chief minister. His tail is tucked between his legs. And he's great, let's get out of here, boss. Yeah, boss, let's go. Head for the hills. Let's hightail it out of here, as we would say in America. Let's hightail it out of here. Amazing slang terms. God knows what they mean. It's raiding cats and dogs. Can you see this in the eyes, with the eyes of your mind? The chief minister and his secretaries, his PS, they ran away from Lord Chaitanya like a frog. Can you imagine? Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing this book about 500 years ago, shortly after, 50 or 80 years after this event actually happened. And the chief minister is running away from the kirtan party like a frog or a mouse. Punar Mushika Bhava. Punar Mushika Bhava. Again, the chief minister has become a mouse, from a lion to a mouse. This is a beautiful analogy. Puri lasa kala stana vishambara ghan bhaye palaite keha diganahi jan. Yet in fear, the Kazi And his henchmen, or his secretaries, his servants, they were so afraid they didn't know which way to run, like a scared rabbit. They didn't know which way, which way to run. Why didn't they know which way to run? Because everywhere they ran, they found the millions of followers of Lord Chaitanya, which means the millions of people with torches in their hands. And they don't know which way to run. They heard this big kirtan coming in their village, and that Kazi and all his men started running away. But everywhere they run, they find the enemy. So that means they'll get caught. If a mouse, wherever a mouse runs, if he finds a snake, then what does that mean? That means he's running. He'll run into the. If I run this way, I run into the jaws of death. The snake is waiting. If I run this way, I run into the jaws of death. The snake is waiting. So the kirtan party, with torches in their hands, are in all directions, wherever they're running, and they're all chanting in unison, "Kazi Maro, Kazi Maro, kill the Kazi." Imagine you're running along, and you're a Hindu, and there's like 500 Muslims saying, kill the Hindus, and you're running right towards them. Yes, yes, here I come. Kill the Hindus, kill, yeah, I'm one, okay. So they're running, they're chanting, kill the Kazi. Hey, that's me. Well, let's go that way. Hey, wait a minute. You better start praying to Allah. Matara phelia paga, kehase mele, alakshite nachaye antare pranahale. Some of the Muslim servants took off their turbans and joined the kirtan. As they danced incognito, that means in disguise, without being written, they trembled in fear. It just said they danced, it didn't say they chanted. So then that's how they'll be detected. Everyone's, Hare Krishna. Hey, those two guys, they aren't chanting. They're only dancing. I think they're imposters. You could imagine. Oh, Allah. Save us somehow. We're two, three, four. There's millions of them. Jana dadi ache se hana ado muka laji mata nahi tole dare hale buka. Those Muslim servants of the Qazi who had beards, they hung their heads down very low. They were too embarrassed to raise their heads, because if they raised their heads and they were detected or discovered in that assembly of Muslims, then they may get torched right on the spot. Because everybody had the torches ready, and they're also carrying extra pots of oil. In case he was a fat one, they would throw a little oil on him too. And burn him completely. They embarrassed to raise their heads. Their hearts trembled in fear. Ananta arbudaloka keva karechine apanara deha matra keha nahi jane. None of the unlimited millions of people could recognize any of them, because those people were not even conscious of their own bodies. The millions of Hindus dancing and chanting with Lord Chaitanya was an OBE, out of body experience. they were beside themselves. They were dancing in such prema loss. They didn't know who they were, where they were, what they were. Sarvapadi Vinir Muktam. Sarvapadi Vinir Muktam. All designations were lost. Who I am? Brahmin, I'm Kshatriya, I'm Rikshawala, what am I? I'm Krishna, Das, 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 Anudas. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So that's good luck for the Muslim servants, because they could not be detected, because everyone was practically unconscious in the bliss of the kirtan. So they weren't even, they didn't get detected. Sabe nachena sabe gaine kutuke. Brahmanda puriya hari bhale sarvaloke. Everyone danced and sang in ecstasy. Their chanting of Hari's names filled the entire universe. Asya kajiri dwari prabhu vishambar krodha veshe hunkara karye bhautara. When Lord Vishambar came to the Qazi's house, he roared loudly in anger. Rawr! Something like that. Yeah. Krode Bali Prabhu Are Kaji Beta Kota Jata Anadariya Katya Pele Mata. In an angry state, Vishwamara said, where is that fellow, the Kazi? Bring him here immediately. I will cut off his head. Gauranga means business. But Kazi already vacated his house long ago. He ran away. Near Yavana Karonaji Sakala Bhuvana Purve Jina Bad Kailun Se Kala Yavana. Today, Lord Chaitanya, God said, is he the Hindu God? Well, some people will conjecture that way. But today, the Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki, he said, and he's saying in quotes here, today I will rid Sarva Sakala Bhuvana. I will rid the entire world of all the Yavanas. Just as I previously killed Kala Yavana. There was one Yavana, which means Lecha or Yavana in Krishna Leela. So Lord Chaitanya is indicating here that I was that same Krishna, who in Mathura Leela, I killed that Kala Yavana, that demon, that friend of Kamsa, one of his allies who came to try to kill me, and Balaram, Kala Yavana. I killed him, or at least I arranged for him to be killed, through Muchakunda, I believe. That's how it was. He chased him, isn't it? Muchakunda woke up and burned him to ashes. He was also a Yavana, Kala Yavana. I killed that Yavana when I appeared in this world as Lord Krishna. And now I am that same Krishna as appearing as Gauranga. I'm going to kill not only this Kazi, this chief minister, but all the Yavanas in the whole world. And, well, Hare Krishna. Prana Lana Kota Kaji. Gila Diya Dwara, Gara Bhanga Bhanga, Prabhu Bale Varabara. Over and over, repeatedly, over and over, Mahaprabhu said, where can the Kazi go to save his life? Break his house! Destroy his house! Gara Bhanga Bhanga. He repeated it twice. Gara Bhanga Bhanga. Sarva Bhuta Antaryami Shri Shachi Nandan Agyad Lagi Bhena Hena Ache Kon Jana. Shachi Nandan is the super soul in the heart of all living entities who is capable of transgressing his order. So that's the fact. According to the super soul takes the shape of your Ishta. If your Ishta is Ram, the Chaturbhuj Narayan, Antaryami Vishnu within the heart, gives up two arms, takes up a bow, embraces Sita, and appears in the heart of Dasya Bhakta Hanuman as Lord Ram Chandra Bhagavan Ki. Because when Hanuman opened his chest to reveal his Ishtadev, did anyone see the forearm form of Vishnu? No. Because he's a worshiper of Ram. So worshippers of Gauranga, who is in their heart? Gauranga. So when they chant Gauranga's name, who do they see in their heart? Gauranga. And the worshippers of Radha and Krishna, who's in their heart? Radha and Krishna. So when they chant Radharani's name and Krishna's name, who do they see in their heart? Radha and Krishna. So Madharam Samapayat. So we'll stop there, and by the mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur, we'll find out, did the Kazi get his house broken down, and then was it burned, or was it burned and then broken, or was it not burned nor broken? Did the Kazi come back home, or did the Kazi go out and buy some house insurance, or rather life insurance? Let's find out tomorrow, because remember, Lord Chaitanya is a super soul who is capable of not following his order. Who is capable of going against the order of Lord Chaitanya? What is Lord Chaitanya's order? In every town and village, Prithivityachi Nagaradi Gram, every town and village in this entire world, this is my agya, Amara Agaya Guru. Yare deke tare kaha Krishna Padesh. Amara Agaya Guru Hane Tare Desh. Amara Agya. This is my order that in every town and village we should, my holy name will be chanted. So, this is the order. Who can go against the order of the Super Soul, Granga? Because he gave the order that my name will be heard. Sachinanda Nagora Hari.